This is Tracy.
And this is Sheila, and we are Spy Fat Chicks. Today's episode, we're going to title Aurelia's Hidden Gems.
This is going to be a double header. We've found these two places a couple weeks ago. We actually ate them almost back to back.
Yeah.
And we're blown away by both. We thought, you know, we want to eat there one more time and then do an episode about it. And we figured this weekend, it's the weekend before the holiday up here, let's splurge a little bit.
Yeah.
And let's go out to lunch Saturday and Sunday, review both of them, and do a little mini episode. So,
the only reason why we're actually recording Apple Annie's is because the first place we're going to talk about, Tre Sorelli on 10 Peter Street South, is a little bit, it's different than other restaurants that you might see. It's kind of a takeout-only place. There's a couple of small, like, cafe-style tables.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't want to be taking up seating that other people could be enjoying while we were sitting or podcasting.
We didn't want to tie up the seat for half an hour. We thought that would be a little rude of us. And we do try to be considerate. I am trying to blend it up here and pretend to be Canadian. So we
Everyone
decided
thinks I'm the American because I'm loud and I like guns.
Yeah. So we decided, you know, let's run down, let's eat, enjoy our lunch, and then go down to Apple Annie's and get a cool drink, because it's hot out here.
Yes.
Yes, Canada gets summer, folks, and it's very warm. And get a couple cool drinks and relax and talk about, how do you say it,
Tre Sorelli.
Do you pronounce the E at the end?
In Italian, you pronounce every letter.
Okay.
It's not like French where you just kind of trail off.
Okay.
So I'm guessing it's Tre Sorelli. Tre Sorelli.
I'm going to say Tre Sorelli, and if we're wrong, hopefully they'll correct
us.
We apologize. Sheila said it's on 10 Peter Street South. It is at pretty much one of the main intersections in downtown Aurelia.
It's on Peter and Mississauga.
Yeah. We walked by it dozens of times and totally were oblivious to the fact they serve food.
I think because of the sign, I thought they were like an art gallery or something.
Yeah.
Because there's a bunch of little art galleries around town.
Yeah. And it's a pretty sign.
I didn't realize that they had food.
And I think it was the sidewalk sale fair, when we did the carnival food episode.
Yeah.
We walked by after we'd already eaten, and we smoked cooking sausage, and they had a sign, homemade sausage inside, and our heads swiveled and said, oh my god, they sell food. And we ended up going down about a week or two later to check it out, and we got lunch then. So like Sheila said, it's a small restaurant, but it's not really a restaurant. They close in the evenings, so if you're going to go for lunch.
Mm-hmm. Or pick something up on the way home after work or
yes.
dinner. But they're not going to be open at night for the dinner rush,
exactly.
the dinner crowd.
You're not going to go there after like a movie. You're going to go there for a lunch kind of deal or a early dinner if you're downtown.
Right. So plan on taking the food either home or to the park or to a friend's place to eat. Keep your eye open and see if there's an open seat.
Yeah,
so
they have a couple of small tables.
If there's a table open, you can treat it like a surprise and sit down. But otherwise, make sure you plan that you're going to take the food elsewhere.
But, you know, you're two blocks away from the lake, and there's tons of picnic tables down there, tons of seating. It's a gorgeous view down by the lake, down at Coochiching. I would never be heartbroken if I walked in and we couldn't sit down and eat there. I would just, you know, if it was a nice day, walk my butt down to the lake. Not
a
big deal.
We're going to talk a lot about, because the way it's set up is kind of unique to itself, I totally respect all the business choices that these ladies have made, because it allows them to do stuff with a lower overhead and give you better food for less money. Mm-hmm. And how can that be bad?
And honestly, the focus of the place, excuse me, I have a mouthful of a tasty granita at Apple Annie's right now. The food is phenomenal. It's the focus of the place.
Yes.
Some of the best Italian we've ever had. Let's just talk about when you walk in the place. When you walk in the place, there is a cash register to your right. You have a counter with almost like a bakery case with food in it. There is a chalkboard with the menu. There's a chalkboard above and below. To your left, you have some shelves with some stock.
It looks almost like
Italian
grocery store.
Yeah, like a little Italian boutique grocery store. And then there's some freezer cases, and they have a ton of frozen food you can buy. That is so cool.
Yes.
You can get fresh pasta from them by the pound. They have pre-made food that they've put together in the freezer. They have everything from lasagna to their meatballs to par-cooked breads, ravioli and gnocchi, and all kinds of fresh foods that just makes me happy.
Yes.
We ended up picking up, I forget what they're called. They're like raviolis, but they're bigger.
It looks like a big half-moon ravioli.
Agnolotti's, I believe. Yeah,
check
it's not
menu.
On the menu.
Okay.
It's one of those freezer case
deals. It's wild mushroom.
Yeah, it's stuffed with wild mushrooms. And we picked those up to try for dinner tonight. So we're actually probably going to pop back on for a quick 5-minute tale on this episode and let you know how that turned out, too. I'm excited. Yeah. They look really good.
Well, and the really cool thing is these ladies are super friendly. They're very approachable and very conversational. And you can ask them about anything in the shop and totally feel comfortable. Because we were asking her about... She immediately volunteered how long we should cook this for. And then she had the serving suggestion of use some melted butter and shredded Parmesan cheese. And we're like, oh, well, we were going to use sauce. That sounds even better. She's like, no, I'd never use sauce on this because it would, like, mask the flavor. So if you have, when in doubt, feel free to ask the ladies. They're really, really nice.
So you walk in. It's cute inside. It has a warm, happy, homey decor. It makes you feel very at ease at home. You just go up to the counter and you order the food. And they have, for the regular lunch menu, it's not huge. And they do rotate it. They have different things they'll put up on the menu every day.
Yeah, but they're daily different things that change.
Yeah,
specials.
Like they had the rice balls today. They had, what was that she had just pulled out?
Oh, flatbreads.
Flatbreads with,
she
like,
had
tomatoes.
A pile of flatbreads.
And, oh, it looked really good. But we went for the regular stuff that's always there. They have paninis. The first time we went, I had the panini. Sheila had the lasagna. I had the chicken panini, and it was fantastic. It has chicken, obviously. Roasted peppers, mushrooms, provolone cheese, and tomato sauce on the panini. And they cook it a long time. It's not like a half-hearted panini. It's warmed all the way through. Everything melts together. They put a pile of chicken on it, and it's the thin slice, like, chicken breast cutlet, and they put a couple of those. It was very tender, very well cooked, seasoned well. It was breaded. I mean, everything just, it really went together. It was a really good sandwich. They do a veal panini, Italian meats and cheese one, and for our vegetarian friends, they even have a vegetarian panini.
They have a lot of vegetarian food there, and
yeah,
that's really cool because Italian
food lends itself to doing a vegetarian option.
Well, the heavy Catholic influence means that you're going to have Lent, you're going to have Fridays.
Yep. Oh yeah, I guess.
So you
got
to make sure that you're not eating meat then.
Yeah. So I'm reading this off of the just the pamphlet menu they have at the counter. We snagged one on the way out. Now here's the best part about all of this. It's about what, $7.50 for the meat panini, $6 for the vegetarian paninis. It's a very affordable lunch.
Yeah.
The lasagna, they have that. And it says we feature one of our varieties of lasagna daily. I think we had the regular lasagna today. It was $7.50 a piece. I think that's a steal, especially in Canada. Again, remember, these prices are Canadian.
I don't know of anywhere where you can go and get a piece of lasagna for under $10. And I know that...
Not that good,
Exactly. And it is quality, really, really good lasagna. When you eat in, you do get the Royal Chinette and plastic flatware. And I am totally okay with that because...
They're a takeout place. It's not meant to be a restaurant.
And I'd rather them not have to deal with the hassles of a dishwasher and replacing flatware and broken plates and stuff.
I want them to concentrate on their food.
If they could totally concentrate on the food, exactly.
I love it.
And I would much rather them put their energy into that and their money into good ingredients than invest it in something as spurious as flour. I mean, presentation is nice, but I'd rather have something taste good.
You know I don't care for presentation ever. It doesn't affect me. Oh, the lasagna is just so beautiful.
Yeah.
That's all I looked at. I'm like, the food looks so tasty. I want to eat it now. And Sheila's like, no, I need a picture for the blog. I'm like, but the food. She's like, fine, you can eat yours. I'll take a picture of mine. And I just start cutting and eating. So
if it was a cartoon, there would have been like a little tornado with nomming noises and sauce flying everywhere.
And then a picture of a fat happy Tracy at the end. And they also have different salads on the menu, you know, pastas, regular salads, bean salad. They do just fresh pasta. I think the varieties change each day, but they'll do like pasta and sauce or pasta. They have whole wheat pasta some of the time too. And then they have manicotti. They even have a butternut squash manicotti, which I'd like to try because I like squash anyway. And then they also have they have espresso they sell. They have a cooler case with different sodas.
Yeah.
And they have that little Orangina sodas, the Italian
sodas. It's an Italian soda.
Yeah, I've never tried them. My stomach was a little today, so I wasn't quite up to forging new territory with the soda, but I think I'd like to try one of those before we redo the soda podcast.
Okay, no problem.
So, no, but... Let's just talk about the lasagna. Let's talk about what else they offer there. Oh,
okay.
My God.
This has to be one of the best lasagnas I have ever had. And God knows, I love lasagna. I think we make really good lasagna.
We don't make Italian lasagna. I hate to say it.
We don't make
this, like, hybrid Ukrainian meat-filled stuff.
Now, this has to be the most delicate, delicious lasagna I've ever had. There's something... Well, first of all, the homemade pasta definitely makes a difference.
Oh.
Because it's not going to be tough. It's very, very tender and very soft.
It's a completely different texture than you... using boxed pasta. If you live in the area and you'd like to cook yourself and you hate to make your own pasta, I would say it's totally worth it to go down there and buy the fresh lasagna sheets because they do sell them.
Yeah,
it'll make a difference.
For $6 you can get a sheet of lasagna noodle.
It's like $6 a pound or something, I think.
It's for a sheet.
For a sheet? Okay. It's enough probably
to make a whole pan.
It's worth it. I mean, if you're really interested in making good food at home, if you're going to do a dinner party or something, head down there and buy the lasagna sheets.
They use really, really good ricotta. It's really, really nice and soft. Mm. The way they do it is they use their sauce, but they have the meat separate. They don't have the meat mixed in.
The meat's like its own layer, and you can actually taste it.
It's really fine crumble, too. It's not like big honking
and
pieces.
And it's good quality meat. It's not garbage. So it's a delicate lasagna. It has a lot of flavor with it. The sauce is fantastic in it. The cheese is good. The noodles melt in your mouth. The meat adds such a good flavor to it.
Yeah. Like you can actually taste the meat in it, like you said.
And that's one of the things I almost like better sometimes about manicotti than lasagna is you can really taste the meat if you get meat manicotti. You can get that flavor in there, whereas lasagna, it's usually masked by everything else. It's just kind of almost a texture thing at that point. With this,
the
meat
you
could
taste the individual flavors.
Yes, it wasn't just a texture. I mean, it was everything was there, and it blended together. But each part stood out on its own. It was fantastic. It's one of the best I've had.
I have a hard time ordering anything else.
Yeah, I know this is going to be something. That's all Sheila will get from the rest of the time we eat there. She will go and get the lasagna. I will probably try a few other things. I really want to try the manicotti. I love the paninis. I'm probably going to try some of the other paninis on the menu. But Sheila will always get the lasagna.
I'm bad like that.
She's...
I find something I like and I just order that forever.
Though you did get better at Black Bear and actually order something different close to before we moved. I was proud of you.
So we did ask one of the ladies.
One of the owners.
One of the owners.
I don't know how many people own it. We didn't ask that. We probably should have.
I think it's two ladies.
Two ladies.
That own it. And I didn't get their names, so I'm really sorry. I keep referring to them as the ladies. About what region these different recipes and stuff come from. And the answer pretty much is all over Italy. It's like a real Italian fusion. Because the one grandmother was from a specific region, and she told me what it was in Italian, and I can't remember what it was. And then the other grandmother was an Italian-American.
Her mother.
Oh, her mother was Italian-American.
So she has this Italian fusion thing going on from growing up around all these Italian people. So it's a blending of some classical Italian recipes with the Italian fusion that came out of, I guess, the United States, Italian immigrant culture.
Yeah, from ethnic communities that you get in the New World.
And then they put their own spin on things now, too.
Well, exactly.
Like the butternut squash stuff, mm-hmm. the mushroom stuff, are things that they wouldn't normally have used. And people asked for them. She said, okay, we can try that. So they experimented.
And they have definitely their own touch to things, too, because they've come up with stuff on their own as well.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
She said the meatball recipe hasn't changed
at
all.
In 60 years?
60 years. It's like her grandmother's original recipe. The sauce recipe is, the one sauce recipe is her grandmother's original recipe. They haven't changed that.
I have just imagined, like, somewhere in a safe with lasers around it, there's, like, this this lovingly creased little greased card with that copper plate elderly person's handwriting on it with the original recipe.
It's like my mom's nut roll recipe. That thing is so old. It's in the recipe book. There's a million stains on it, and it has, like... And remember the old recipe cards? It had a slot for you to say who you got it from on it, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't see that anymore.
No, you don't, because everything goes up on, like, you know, allrecipes.com or something.
Right.
You print it off, you paste it on your note card, and you go. But yeah, you don't get to see that. But it's fantastic food. I'm using the word fantastic. There's going to be this Five Fat Chicks drinking game. Every time I say fantastic, you have to take a drink. They do catering. They do takeout, obviously. They have the freezer case full of lasagna and all kinds of good stuff there.
They have a bring-your-own-pan thing.
Yes, a BYOP.
Where you can bring your own vessel and they'll fill it with whatever tasty, delicious thing of your choice.
Which I think is a nice environmental-friendly thing to do as well. And then you can really fake people out, because if you can't cook and you're put in a position to cook, take your baking pan down to Trey Sorrell, get them to fill it with tastiness, and then go to wherever you have to go and they'll think you're a chef.
Yes.
You'll totally fake them out.
Because you can tell it's homemade. Mm-hmm. It's not made by machines. It's made by human hands.
It's made with love. It's delicious.
And
it's made with
you
love.
You can taste the love.
You
can definitely taste the difference between someone that loves to cook and someone that's being forced to cook. And you can tell those ladies love their jobs.
They enjoy what they're doing. Well, I hope they do. We're not lying. They're going to listen to this and say, we hate our jobs.
Oh,
we're going to sell the place.
I don't think that's the case. Mm-hmm. But
if you're in the Aurelia area for the afternoon and you want a good place to eat, stop. If there's no seats, go down by the lake, eat in your car. It doesn't matter. If you're over at the casino and you're tired of eating at the casino food,
you don't want to stand in line for the buffet.
Yeah, you look at the buffet and there's like, you know, a 2-hour wait. Come across the lake. It's only 15 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
Come down to Tres Terrell and grab a quick bite. It's good food, an amazing price. It's real Italian food. They have their own twists on it, but I like it.
And it's affordable.
Yes.
It's like affordable Italian, too.
We sound so cheap when we say that, but we're excited to find a good place for lunch that doesn't break the bank. We're lunch people.
Yeah.
We've always been lunch people. We're more likely to go out for lunch than dinner because we're lazy. Dinner, we want to stay home and flop. But we'll be out in the afternoon, and to find a good lunch place like that, it's very exciting. Sheila's sitting here grinning. She's like, yes, it is.
It is.
So, anything else you want to add about the place? Because this is a mini episode, so it's not going to be as long and drawn out as some of our other podcasts.
I don't think so. I just mainly want to stress great food, great people.
Mm-hmm.
Great prices, great idea, you know.
I want to try their sausage, too.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for homemade sausage. And they do frittatas. And
they
we
do
know
eat
I love
desserts.
Frittatas. They do desserts. They have biscotti, cannoli, Italian date squares. I didn't see anything else, but I'm surprised I haven't flipped out and gotten the cannoli yet. I never had cannoli until a couple years ago. And then it was like love at first bite.
Then the cannoli monster had the bolts put on its neck.
Well, I like it because it's not an overly sweet dessert.
Yeah.
It's got muted flavors. And I know you would look at me and think I'm a dessert monger, but I don't like overly sweet stuff anymore. I've lost my sweet tooth somewhere in my mid-20s. And now I like things with a more muted taste. About as sweet as I can handle is a little
more
bit of baklava. More subtle taste, yeah.
I wouldn't say muted, because cannoli still has a lot of flavor, but it's not really, really sweet.
Yeah.
If anything, it's probably a richness.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I like cheesecakes. It's not overly sweet. But I'm not a big fan of regular cake very often, because the icing's usually too much.
Whereas I'll eat the can of icing
and
dip the cake in it.
I like cream cheese icings, because they're usually not too sweet, but buttercream icings usually knock you over the head with the sweetness.
Yeah, because all it is butter and sugar spread onto a cake.
Mm-hmm. Which is good, but with cream icings usually aren't that sweet either.
Yeah.
So but the point of this is, I dig cannoli, and anytime I can get my hands on it, I do.
That's the moral of the story.
Yes. So I think we've flogged the expiry equine here. Tres Terrell, or Tres Terrelli, however we're supposed to say it, is awesome. Go eat there. If you live in Aurelia and you're sitting there saying, there's no good places to eat, you're not looking hard enough. We will look for you.
Yes,
keep listening, and we will find places to tell you where to
go.
It's
okay. We'll use our superpowers for good
instead of evil.
Instead of finding all these places and hoarding them to ourselves, we'll find these places and tell everybody about them.
Yes, definitely. So this is Tracy.
And this is Sheila. We are Zwei Fat Chicks. Thank you for listening.
Later the same evening. It's nighttime. We're home. It's dinner time. We just had the wild mushroom agnolotti from Tres Terrell. The dog's trying to snuffle the bag as I read the name of the thing off the bag. Ian, what'd you think?
Oh my god, that was so delicious. I want to have more. Too bad the bag was so small.
Actually, the bag was two very healthy servings, or three smaller servings if you're normal people.
Yeah.
It was a lot of food. Agnolotti, I just had to look up exactly what it is. It's a type of ravioli. It usually has meat in it, or meat and vegetable stuffings. These ones had the wild mushroom. They're shaped a little differently. Some of the pictures I saw online actually look like pierogies.
Yeah, these ones were kind of like elongated pierogies.
Yeah, it reminds me very much.
They were shaped like half moons, but really long.
Pierogies made with a pasta dough instead of the old school, you know, Eastern European
dumpling dough,
which is like a pasta dough anyway. They're so close, it's almost the same thing. And God, they were good.
They were delicious.
Oh, tasty.
Tracy said, you know what? We're not going to buy food anymore. We're just going to get stuff from them and eat it.
I wish we could. But I could totally see us just going down and picking up some frozen stuff instead of, you know, ordering a pizza or something in place of that, if we plan ahead. Cause
the melted butter and shredded hard cheese was totally right on.
Winner on that one.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That's...
We didn't even put salt. I didn't put salt and pepper on them, I forgot.
No seasonings, just the butter and the
Parmigiano Reggiano.
Yeah.
Grated up.
Exactly. You don't need anything else on it. They were so flavorful. I mean, it was... There's something else in the stuffing besides the mushrooms. We don't know if it was a cheese or a breadcrumb mixture or what.
It looked almost like it was like a manicotti stuffing,
mm-hmm.
which usually is meat, bread of some type that's been soaked in milk, and a little bit of cheese.
Something was in there, but it was just savory and had a great mouthfeel.
Mm-hmm.
The pasta was fantastic. Take a drink.
And you could tell that, obviously, it was, you know, handmade. It wasn't garbage pasta. It was so good.
Machines can't make things that taste that good.
No, people have to make it. Or people using machines. You know what I mean? Not factories.
Exactly. So. Well, we can tag on to the end of this. That great article that you sent to me about should you just buy it or should you just make it from Slate magazine?
Yeah, it was an old article on Slate from 2008.
Yeah.
I think. Slate.com. It's a, I don't even know what you would call it. It's like an online magazine. It used to be part of MSN.com and then they kind of spun off, but they're still part of MSN.
Yeah.
I go there and I like to read some of the columns. Like the Dear Prudence is always entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple, the Explainer is kind of cool too, but they're food people who do the food articles are really cool. And there's a series right now I'm reading about McDonald's in France and France's food culture and thing. It's really neat. This is an old one I found browsing the archives. And it was just to compare contrast of should you make it or should you go buy it?
Like, is it really cheaper to make it when there's so many prepackaged foods out there that are so cheap? And they took into account, okay, quality of ingredients, if for the purposes of the test, they used the totally generic, like the 10-pound bag of sugar, rather than the albino cane sugar from Whole Foods.
Yeah, the stuff that's just in the big black and white bag that says sugar across the front. Yeah.
And what was it? Bagels?
Bagels are definitely cheaper, even than getting the crap bagels. It's cheaper to make your own.
Yep.
Cream cheese is not worth bothering with, which surprised me.
I thought it would be a lot easier to make.
And I thought it would come out better, too, but I guess it was too tangy. It just wasn't like the cream cheese we think of, and nobody wanted to eat it. Yogurt, totally worth making your own.
Because for the same price as buying a tub, you can make a gallon, pretty much.
Yeah, and it tastes better. It comes out with a better consistency, a better quality. And if you hit up Good Eats, the website for Good Eats, there's a good yogurt recipe there. And one of the things that Alton Brown mentions is put powdered milk in your yogurt mixture as you're making it if you want a firmer consistency so you can have a richer yogurt.
And then if you want it thinner, you can just either thin it out a little bit with a liquid of your choice or stir it because that'll break up the molecules and thin it out.
And I'm all for, you know, the drinkable yogurt, so there'll be no powdered milk added to ours.
Yeah.
And then crackers.
Crackers, just buy it.
Not worth it. Now, these were the the normal Ritz kind of crackers.
Yeah.
She wasn't talking about, like, Goldfish or Geraldine's cheese straws or something like that.
Right. It wasn't specialty crackers. It was just regular crackers you'd give to your kids.
No, if you're going to go for something like cheese straws, like Geraldine's cheese straws or something, make it yourself. It's so much cheaper than paying $5 for the little tiny 6-ounce box that is very tasty, but very expensive.
Yeah.
There was one more on there, too.
Oh, yeah. I remember what it was now. It was jam and granola. And both were actually worth making, depending on the circumstances. Like, if you were going to not use maple syrup, because that's the most expensive thing in the granola, instead if you used honey, then it was worth making. And the jam, if the fruit was free or next to free, it was worth making, because it would taste better, and it was about the same price.
Like, if you end up with a surplus of... Like, in her case, she had her father came over with a big old bushel of lemons, and she made lemon marmalade. Which would be really good.
Yeah, it would.
Oh, candied lemon pills.
Mm-hmm.
We need to watch the sales the next time lemons go in. You know, they do like their crazy $5 for $1 or whatever.
Yeah.
It would be really good. But
yeah,
it was nice to see that compare and contrast. And she even went and broke it down to how much it costs you to use your stove for an hour.
Yeah, she included the cost of utilities in the cost of making the food at home, which was an interesting point.
Mm-hmm. And to tie it into the delicious agnolotti that we just had, yeah, technically you can make it at home, but you know what? They're so really good at it.
And the price they're charging for them to make it is not that much.
Yeah, because it's a treat. It's not an everyday food. This is a treat. But this is kind of when you make back to the romantic dinner.
Right.
If you're going to do a romantic dinner at home thing, go down to Trace Sorrel, get their frozen pastas. Go spring for, if it's something that would require a sauce, either get their sauce there or spring for a special sauce that day and a good bottle of wine, put your candles on the table, and there you go. You'll be able to woo anybody with that stuff. Or make anybody feel special. Well, wooing makes somebody feel special.
But if they've already been wooed?
Well, you know, you should continually woo. You should never stop the wooing.
Oh,
if you stop the wooing, you've done something wrong. So anyway... Anything else you want to add about the awesome food at Trace Sorrow? And if we're pronouncing this wrong, please send us feedback.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much it.
It's a hidden gem. There's a couple of Italian places on the main street in Mississauga in Orillia. We've really been to breakfast at the one.
Hmm.
But I could see where people would overlook this place because there's the other Italian sit-down restaurants in town and not even think to stop there.
Right.
And you don't want to pass this place up. It's great.
Go check it out. We've used our superpowers for good.
Woot!
This is Tracy.
And this is Sheila. And we are Spy Fat Chicks. This episode is going to be another one of Aurelia's Hidden Gems.
It's part two of our doubleheader. We said we were going to hit two places this weekend and talk about them. And we've already discussed Trace Sorrow, the awesome Italian place. And you're not going to notice a difference because these episodes are going to be put up at the same time. But we did forget to mention a couple little things about that. One, they're cash and debit in Visa, so you can go in with a card or go in with cash to pay. We didn't rate it on culinary and portion size either.
That's right.
So on the culinary adventure scale, one being, you know, meat and potatoes, five being eyeballs and tentacles, it's about a 2. I'd give it a 2 because they have some different fillings for some of their pastas.
Nothing really scary.
No, it's not scary at all. I mean, almost.
But it may not be your mother's Italian.
Yeah, but they have regular Italian available, like meat and cheese, ravioli and whatnot, and cannoli.
And as far as portion size goes?
Manicotti.
You're going to be full.
About 3.5 to 4.
Average people will be stuffed.
Average people will be very full. Aaron would probably
hungry
eat too.
We want to.
Yeah. So, and we should also mention Spencer, because he was a little upset we hadn't. We've mentioned a lot of our friends in this, and we've used Aaron for the portion size scale, but we haven't brought Spencer up yet.
Spencer's kind of the reason why we do this, because
it's his fault.
He's the one that said, we have the superpowers to find good places to eat.
See, Spencer lives in Erie, and he's convinced there is no place good to eat in Erie. He would come visit us in Morgantown, and he just didn't understand, how are there all these awesome places to eat down here? I live in a city that's 3 to 4 times this size, and there's nothing. Well, Spencer, it's just you. And he would come to visit us, like up here, he came here, and he just asked, finally, the last visit, it was right around St. Patrick's Day time. He said, is it like a lesbian superpower or something, to find good places to eat? And we thought about it, and we said, no, we don't think it has anything to do with being lesbians. It has everything to do with just, we like food.
Yeah. So, thank you, Spencer, for inspiring us to do this.
Mm-hmm. It started out, we were going to try to do it as a food blog, and then we got a digital recorder, and
talking is easier than typing, and then we can do it together, so it's a fun thing to collaborate on.
We have faces made for radio.
Yes.
So, the next place we're going to talk about is down the street on Mississauga. It's Philo Bistro. It's 179 Mississauga East, I think. The address isn't on the paper.
So.
It is 179 Mississauga Street East. Dang, I'm good. She just turned it over and there was the address.
So, my perception to this place, I think, and I'm not sure if this is true or not because I've never been to Europe, that this is kind of like a sandwich cafe
mm-hmm.
that you would see there because they have not only sandwiches, but they also have gelato, they have desserts.
The gelato is seasonal, though.
Yeah.
Because they did have a big sign up at the beginning of the summer that we have gelato now. It's the summer thing, I believe.
Like gelato's back kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. It's cute.
Yes.
It's very, you walk in and you know how the classic design principle, if you paint a room dark, it's going to look smaller. If you paint a room lighter, it's going to look bigger. This place inside's white and it looks freaking huge. And they have cute little tables and chairs of different sizes and styles.
There's a big window in the front so that lots of light comes in
mm-hmm.
and you can be nosy and see what's going on the street.
And then they do one of my favorite things that I've mentioned many times before. They have art up by local artists.
Yes.
Some is for sale, some is not. It breaks my heart because I saw the one by the door. It's a ink and pen
yeah.
of the restaurant from outside, from the street.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not for sale.
I'm guessing not, though.
No, which I would have tried to buy it because it's cool.
Yeah.
I think it's neat. That would have been worth saving up the old allowance for.
Right.
So, but yeah, they have a lot of local artwork up. They have some pleasing music playing over the speakers they have set up.
They have tables and chairs set outside during the, when it's warm out.
When it's nice out, yeah, you can sit outside.
You can sit outside.
And they do daily specials, and they usually put a sandwich board outside with, sandwich board.
A sandwich board for your sandwiches.
With whatever the special is for the day. And when you walk in, there's a counter in the back. You can just sit down, and they'll come and take your order. We usually just go to the counter and order, which you can do too, that's fine.
A cooler case with different, like, gourmet pop. They have, like, cans of regular pop in the bottom, but they're really, they have a nice selection of mineral waters and things like that.
They have a good selection of Stewart's. They have like 5 or 6 flavors of Stewart's, which is, for a restaurant, pretty impressive.
Yeah.
They do iced tea. They have, no, they don't do iced tea. They have iced tea. They have Snapple and things in the cooler too. And then they also sell beer. They have their liquor license to sell bottles of beer in the cooler, so you can enjoy a beer with your sandwich, which is very nice.
The first time we went there,
Sheila had a beer.
Yeah, they sell Pelee Island wine, which is one of our favorite wineries.
Oh, it's a good Canadian winery. Their Merlot is to die for, so is the Shiraz. The sandwich menu itself is impressive.
It's very, very large.
2, 3. You're looking at about 25, 30 different types of sandwiches on the menu. And it's not that the variety's that huge, it's just they know how to do the different combinations. Everybody will be able to find something on the menu they like.
Yeah.
You may have to take a gamble and try something you wouldn't normally try, but you will find something you would like.
And whenever you order, you get your choice of bread to put it on, which I always like. So there's white, whole wheat, sourdough, or multigrain.
Oh, their sourdough is killer, too. That's both times I've only had the sourdough. And
both times I've had the multigrain. It's really, really good.
You know, it's odd. I usually order like the whole wheat kind of breads to try to make it a little healthier, but down there I always go for the sourdough.
Well, it's tasty.
It's hard to find a good sourdough, though.
It is.
Most places don't even offer it. I get excited when I find a place that has it.
Mm-hmm.
The first time we went, we got the special, and the first one was, it's called the Baguette Rotterdam, and it's oven-roasted turkey, cheese, cranberries, and lettuce. And it's like a, almost like a
so it's like Christmas dinner.
It's more like a cranberry preserves.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
And their special is rotates. It's different each day, but it's usually half a baguette in a small salad.
Yes.
And for like $7.
Yeah, it's like $7.50. In the salads, they have Greek, Garden, Caesar, and they also do a seasonal salad that is not on the menu, but they'll offer it when they run down the list, and that's the strawberry salad.
Yoo! Strawberry Delight.
Oh, I had the Garden salad the first time. It was good, but Sheila got the Strawberry Delight, and I eyeballed her salad the entire time because it looked so tasty.
Yeah, it's got fresh sliced strawberries on it. It's got this poppy seed vinaigrette. It's got toasted sesame seeds and toasted almonds on it.
And greens. And it's killer. I had it this time, and oh my god.
So delicious.
I could just get a big bowl of that with some chicken breast cut up on top.
Yeah.
And they have salads on the menu as well. They don't, again, don't list the strawberry salad, but you can get a big salad. I would imagine you can get a big one of the strawberry salad seasonally.
Yeah.
So that would be a possibility too.
Oh, and they always have soup too, but I've never tried it.
Yes, we've never had this. Well, it's been warm every time we've gone. We haven't wanted to get something that
hot. I bet their soup's probably pretty good though.
Well, I've seen a lot of people eating it there, and they all looked very happy.
Yeah.
I mean, all the customers.
They weren't forcing it down.
Yeah, it wasn't like,
must
cruel.
Eat. Soup. Oh, paid money for it.
No. So the baguettes are very fresh. The seasonings, the toppings are very fresh. Everything in the sandwich is exceedingly fresh.
You also get a dipping sauce on the side.
Oh, it's good.
I've never used it. I always just give it to Tracy, but.
You can get roasted garlic, herb,
curry.
Curry. Yeah, herb separate than the curry. I always get the roasted garlic, and it's really good. It's like almost like a ranchy kind of garlicky thing.
It reminds me of the put on their sandwiches at Quiznos.
Mm-hmm.
So I never bother with it because I don't like it. I always order my sandwich without it. So.
And this place reminds me a little bit of
it's like if Quiznos and Panera had a love child.
Yes, if Quiznos and Panera had a mom and pop love child, this is it. Because they do the all toasted sandwich thing. And it's all really fresh, and their breads are really fresh. And it's like Panera, when you go there, all their breads are really fresh and everything.
And you get your super salad, which most chain places don't do the soup and salad thing unless it's a sit-down restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find a sandwich shop that still does that, really.
I miss Panera.
Me too.
For the Canadians, Panera is a sandwich bakery chain in the States, and it's a coffee place. It's a little bit of everything. We had one in Morgantown, and we used to go there and we did laundry.
Yeah.
And it's an affordable lunch, and the food's really good. And you can just get coffee or dessert or...
They have like a giant bakery case for a chain. Their bakery section is amazing.
Yeah. Morgantown didn't have a good small bakery in town, at least we never found one.
Well, they had New Day, but that was
New
for
Day,
breads.
But that was only for bread.
They didn't really do treats.
Yeah, there wasn't like a bakery, like I'm thinking in the traditional sense. Like growing up in the Ambridge area, we had some bakeries downtown that did really good bakery stuff. We didn't have that in Morgantown, but Panera kind of filled the niche.
Yeah.
And their coffee was always really good. Teas were really good. We used to go get soup bowls because they do soup in a bread bowl. And I used to go pick up just the bread bowls. You could just buy the bread bowl and take it home and put your own soup in it. Like, if I made chili, I'd do that sometimes.
Right.
That was really good. So we
And it was like a, they encourage you to hang out kind of place, because you'd always see students there, because their dorm was way too loud, because people were partying 24-7, or they didn't want to go to the library, because there was no food at the library, so.
Yeah, and they had a free
Wi-Fi.
It was one of my favorite places to go. I miss it. I could understand why it's not in Canada, but I think it's something that would go over very well up here.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a huge hit. Their bagels are really good, too.
But anyway.
So back to Filo Bistro. So really good sandwiches. They also we have not had, which I'm surprised so far, they do espresso. They have like a barista thing going on with the espresso and the cappuccinos, mochaccinos, all that good stuff. So yeah, it's a cute little boutique cafe.
The only thing that disappointed me was when they said barbecue chicken, I was expecting like southern style barbecue with like barbecue sauce.
Well, with the way the food is, Sheila's expecting some kind of killer sauce that's going to wow her, and there's no sauce. It's grilled chicken.
It's grilled chicken. They should have just said grilled chicken instead of barbecue.
So the sandwich I thought was great, but Sheila was disappointed. She's like, oh, there's no barbecue sauce. I'm like, I don't care. I have garlic sauce to spread on everything. So that's your loss not using the garlic dipping sauce there. They do takeout. They do delivery, actually, believe it or not. And they also do sandwich platters. So if you're looking for something different for the office, maybe check them out.
Yeah.
Instead of getting, you know, Swiss Chalet, the chicken place everybody gets stuff from that I don't like.
Gotcha. Yeah. And what kind of payment do they take?
They take cards and they take cash.
Okay.
So you're good with Visa, I believe. You're good with Canadian debit, and you're good with cash. Cash is accepted everywhere, thank God.
Yep, for now. So, and portion size? I imagine if you got a full baguette, that would be pretty filling.
We always get the half baguette, and the half baguettes are about a good 6 inches, you'd say?
Yeah, probably.
They're skinny because they're baguettes, but they're pretty long, 6-7 inches.
And they've usually got a lot of stuff on them.
Yeah, and so I would imagine the full baguette's a pretty hearty meal, but we get the salad with it. The salad's in a good size.
It's like the same size bowl that my mom used to use to give us ice cream in.
Yeah.
It's like a dessert dish.
Yeah, it's a hearty size salad, so I would put it in a solid 3. A normal person will be very pleasantly full when they walk out.
If you were extra hungry, you could order more, probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, they also have garlic bread and bruschetta, and I'd like to try their bruschetta sometime.
I want to try their schnitzel.
Oh, yeah.
We noticed that on the way out.
They don't have it on the menu.
It was on the ice cream board.
Yeah, they had a sign. Oh, yeah, it was so weird. It was on the ice cream board. There was a sign. We have schnitzel.
Yes.
Is it schnitzel ice cream? No, that would be...
Why is it pink?
So, Sheila's a schnitzel fan. I like schnitzel, too. You're really fond of it. Try it next time.
Yes.
So, Filo Bistro, giving it 2 hearty thumbs up. It's a cute little cafe downtown. It is an afternoon establishment. They close at 5-4 on Sundays. They are open on Sundays. That's something, the last place, Trace Sorrell, was not open on Sundays. That's why we went there today instead of yesterday. And you want to do a lunch deal there. And it seems like most of the time we've been there, it's been like friends out for lunch.
Yeah.
Ladies out for, the ladies who lunch go
ladies
there.
Ladies who lunch.
Yes, they seem to go there a lot. We always see like gaggles of people all together. So it's a good place if you're going to be downtown Aurelia shopping. Or again, if you're at the casino and you're tired of eating casino food, 15-minute drive downtown Aurelia, lots of good places to eat.
Delicious.
Yes. Anything else you wanted to toss out there?
I don't think so. I think that's pretty much it. It's a very straightforward kind of place.
Yeah, that's why this is a mini episode, and we put 2 of them together, because they're little places with really good food. They do a couple things, only do a couple things, but they do them really well.
So they need recognition for that.
Exactly. And we like them. I didn't even notice they had a all-day breakfast baguette. I'm surprised you didn't get that. Were you overwhelmed by the choices?
Yes.
It is overwhelming when you look at the menu. I mean, they've got a heck of a lot of stuff there. They have a baguette Hawaii, black forest ham, cheese, pineapple, and lettuce. That sounds so good.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to try that.
Okay, we should end this instead of just going over the menu and drooling some more. That's what we're doing right now.
Okay, so, well, thank you for listening.
Oh, if you have feedback or questions or requests, please email us.
We're lonely.
We're surprised at this point. We've been looking at our stats on Podbean, and people are kind of listening to us sometimes. And that's really weird.
It's just the same people downloading us over and over and
over.
Yeah,
it's either the same 4 friends we have downloading everything, or there's actually some people who are wandering around and finding us. And if you're somebody who never met us before and you found the podcast, hey, leave us a comment, what you like, what you don't like, what you think should be changed. If you have a request, if you have something you'd like us to talk about or do a little research and find out more about for you, we definitely are up for it.
Who gives this Five Fat Chicks treatment to pretty much any food topic?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. Even eyeballs. No. They're not
I thought you were going to say even veganism.
Vegetarian, Filo Bistro. Vegetarians, rejoice, they have a vegetarian baguette. They have a baguette Athens. Again, no meat, cheeses, and veggies. We forgot to mention that, too. We're slipping. We need to, like, make, like, an outline for each episode now or something.
We probably should. These have been pretty lackadaisical.
Oh, yeah. It's a podcast, it's supposed to be. So.
Okay. If you have any comments, questions, suggestions,
hate
any
mail?
We
would even, like, hate mail at this point. Sheila doesn't have to say that now. She's like, I don't want hate mail.
I just picture myself clicking delete. That's why.
Respond politely and take your concerns under consideration.
And then hit delete.
No, I'm going to save it. If you send us really good stuff, we'll clean it up and put it on the fridge.
Well, this is Sheila.
This is Tracy.
And we are Spy Fat Chicks. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed the Spy Fat Chicks podcast. Please add us as a friend on MySpace and or Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter. Please email your comments, questions, or suggestions to zweifatchicks@gmail.com. That's zweifatchicks@gmail.com. Our theme music is Hot Swing by Kevin MacLeod. Our podcasts, like Mr. MacLeod's music, are protected under a Creative Commons attribute copyright. You can make copies of our shows and share them with friends, but please make sure that credit is given. Once again, thank you for tuning in, and we hope you have a great day.